This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood, where you can get a 2020 Corolla LE, lease it for $159 a month, sign and drive $289 a month, get on down to 1841 North State Road 7 in Hollywood, Toyota of Hollywood.
We ready to rock! All right, hope you all are doing well out there. Hope you're enjoying your Tuesday. Did you see where Shannon Briggs now is taking over for Roy Jones Jr.? It's funny because we had the fight set up for Mike Tyson and Roy Jones. And when you watch Mike the last couple of months and you've seen him in quarantine become an absolute monster and he's in great shape for a 50-year-old, and you're like, okay, this is one guy I still don't want anything to do with. I don't want to be anywhere close to this guy. If I had to fight this guy, I know I would die right in the ring, right? You still feel that way. You still fear Mike Tyson the same way. And you saw the kind of shape he's in. I think Roy Jones didn't want any part of it. So Shannon Briggs has volunteered to replace Roy Jones. Tyson, 54, will prepare to fight for the first time in 15 years, having assigned Jones, 51, in an 8-round exhibition. The pay-per-view spectacle was shifted from September to November, with Iron Mike continuing to share viral training videos online. With the power and physical disadvantage, Jones admitted he could have well made a mistake by agreeing to fight Tyson. Briggs, 48, responded by putting his name into the hat to take his place. He wrote on Instagram, "They say champ having second thoughts? Tag me in, champ. I'm from Brownsville, too. Never ran, never will. Let's go, champ." Jones had threatened to walk away from fighting Tyson after the event was pushed back 2 months, but the American great later agreed to terms to remain involved, and he has already stated that the Kidology by insisting Tyson is the favorite going into the bout. So Jones told Sky Sports, he's still Mike Tyson. He's still one of the strongest, most explosive people who ever touched a boxing ring. If anything, I made a mistake going in with him. He's the bigger guy. He's the explosive guy. When it comes to time to fight, we're going to fight. If it comes down to bite, we're going to bite. Whatever has to happen is going to happen. That's just what it is. So I don't know what the hell is going to go on here, but, If Roy's going to go out, Briggs is ready, and Briggs will fight him. I mean, you know, if you've met Shannon Briggs, he's right. He doesn't back down from anybody, okay? And it would be a much more fair fight between Tyson and Briggs. I think Jones doesn't stand the chance against Tyson. I really don't, because Tyson is wired like a maniac, bro. And Jones is not. Jones has always been an entertainer, okay? A great, great boxer, one of the greatest of all time, but he always knew he was entertaining. Mike Tyson, he knew it was entertaining what he was doing, but he wasn't there to entertain you. He was there to satisfy himself by knocking the crap out of somebody. That's the difference, okay? Jones was there to entertain himself, you, everybody. Mike Tyson doesn't care if you're entertained or not. He's there to rip that guy's head off. That's all he ever wanted to do. And Jones knows it. And Jones knows that it's like going up against a Mexican fighter. Okay? You know that if you don't have fist or 2x4s, you're going to lose that fight, because if you're fighting a Mexican fighter, okay, it's going to go to the death, bro. Mexican fighters leave everything in that ring every single time. It's just a character trait that they have, that it just comes with them. I'm not talking about Americanized Mexicans. I'm talking about pure Mexican fighters. The ones that come straight out of that country. I'm not talking about a kid that grew up in Chicago and has Mexican parents. I'm not talking about Americanized ones, okay? I'm talking about the real deal. Those dudes, brother, they fight to the death, okay? They bring it every time. And Mike Tyson's that kind, that dude. He's wired like that. That you really have to beat him. Unless he is, and see that here's the other thing about what you're doing with Mike Tyson right now. When Tyson was not at his best towards the end, he had other things that were in his life that were distractions, whatever it was, drugs, women, money, Don King, dealing with some kind of court case or whatever. Mike Tyson doesn't have any of that right now. His life is, it's clear right now. He had his Broadway run. He does stuff in movies. He's beloved all over the place. You know, he's in a different world right now. Obviously, I'm sure he still has his demons because he showed it to us a few months back that showed you some real pain that he's going through. But he's in a much better place, okay, in his life than he was towards the back end of his career where he had a lot of problems, you know, going on. And so now you've got a Mike Tyson that is fully focused on just fighting because that's what ultimately satisfies him. It's that football player that walks away from the game and is trying to find something that can match the excitement of being in a game, which they never will, but they try to coach, they try to broadcast, they try to do something that's closer to the game, closer to the competition, closer to that feeling that they had. Mike Tyson's able to get that feeling the second he walks in that ring. Because that's where he's going to say, here's where I belong. Here's where I know I can thrive. This is my domain. And Roy Jones is fighting a guy that is, he might be 54, but he's in amazing shape. And you also know he's motivated to have some fun with this. Scary stuff. Scary stuff. I don't look forward to this fight for Roy Jones Jr. because it's not really an exhibition. Mike Tyson wants to take your head off. He's not stepping in that ring to have some fun. He's stepping in that ring because he wants to get something out of his system. And you're in his way. So I would think Shannon Briggs would be a better option. And I think a better fight for all of us. You actually might get a fight out of it. Whereas with this one, I don't think you're going to get a fight with Roy Jones. I think Roy Jones is going to get killed by Tyson. Anyway, 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the text line, that's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in, let's see. What do we have here? Rich V says, Big O, hey, Bill, fellas, Dolphins, I'll be at the game Thursday night, section 140. Nice. Nice, Rich V. Good for you.
Be safe, man.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, wear your mask. Ian from Brooklyn says, I said that a month ago that Briggs was going to step in. Well, looks like it may end up happening. We'll see.
When you first saw it, right, Jones is an artificial heavyweight. Yeah, he's not natural.
When I saw
and just the size differential is like, what is he thinking, man?
Tyson's going to kill him, is what I said.
Rip his head off.
He finally figured it out. Like, yeah, maybe it's better I don't do this.
You know what? Roy Jones is smarter than we thought.
Well, Troy Ortiz just said Jones came to his senses. He would have gotten destroyed. Pat in Asheville goes, Mike Tyson, the gods of war have reawakened me. Yes, basically. Yep. And Tyson owns a Nevada pot farm facility. Yes, he does. He has a farm. He has a delivery service, all of that. Yeah, he's constantly smoking weed. John Udine says, glad to see Tyson make it through the dark period in his life. At one point, I was afraid the guy wouldn't make it to see 50. John, we were all there with you, bro. In fact, I'm shocked that he's still here. I am. I'm totally shocked that he's here. I never saw Tyson make it this far. I thought for sure that was going to be a sad story and it was going to end badly. That's what I thought he was headed for. Guaranteed. Yeah. No doubt. It's who's the guy that recently I looked at the same way that's had so many issues? Josh Gordon is one, but there was another one somebody else that I'm really afraid for, that's had several issues, and I said that I know I said it even on the show that hey, you know, I thought Tyson was going to have. Now it's this guy that I think is headed for those kind of moments down the line. It's somebody. I forgot who the hell it was. Oh, Antonio Brown. That's a good one right there, Ian from Brooklyn. That's the one. That's it. Antonio Brown is one that, to me, looks like one of those sad stories because that guy doesn't know how to do anything but football. And when he doesn't have that in his life, it's going to be a scary, scary thing. And Tyson was able to kind of make it through and have a personality and some talent. I don't believe AB has a personality. I think he's just a clown, and he's, you know, obviously not all there. So it's really this. It's not a personality. It's that he's this. And that's sad. So, yeah, that would be – AB would be the one that I was thinking about with the Mike Tyson effect to it. You know, Kanye West could be another one. I read where apparently Kim is going to divorce him now, which not surprised. Anybody would be surprised about that? All right, 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the text line, that's 786-322-1105. Did you see the Falcons fan that said he was going to quit the team? And wrote a letter to the team and all that crap. So apparently, this Falcons fan, Harlan Shackelford, said, "Today was the last straw. Please respect my decision. I'm open to team recruiters. Thank you, Dallas Cowboys and Dak, for helping me come to this life-changing decision." So he wrote a letter to the Atlanta Falcons. Okay. He says, "Dear the second best team to call Mercedes-Benz Stadium home." Atlanta United play there. "It is with immense frustration and grief that I must inform you that I am resigning from my position as an Atlanta Falcons football fan effective immediately. Following the second worst loss in NFL history, the first belongs to you and your implosive efforts in Super Bowl 51, when you blew a 28-3 halftime lead against Tom Brady and the Patriots. According to ProSwap, you had a 99.9% chance to win when you were leading 39-30 with 2:33 remaining in today's game. That was before quarterback Dak Prescott found wide receiver Michael Gallup for a 38-yard gain to your 5-yard line, and the rest is history. After years of unwavering support and continuing to come back time after time following disappointment, today was the last straw for me. You've had since June 30th, 1965 to win big games. And for 20,171 days, you have failed to do so. 20,171 days. In my 28th year of existence, I have decided to no longer embrace the suck. It is not me. It is absolutely, definitively you. Thank you for nothing except cheap game day tickets due to the constant mediocrity you've continued to produce. Failing to ever start the season as NFL champs, thanks to you, I have learned a lot about the value of patience and humbling my expectations. I know you will probably write back and tell me the door is always open to return, but let's be honest. We both know that's because you don't know how to close anything. Never again, Harlan Shackelford." Now, I will do the same thing I did to Dolphin fans a couple of weeks ago. Harlan Shackelford is full of crap, okay? Harlan Shackelford will come back and be a Falcons fan the day they make another run, the day they're playing well. He'll get back on the bandwagon again. That's what it is. But I also want to throw this out. That's a 28-year-old dude, okay? So is that like a millennial, not a Generation Z? Is that what that is? Is a 28-year-old a millennial? I think, right? That's what a millennial does. And that's why, you know, a couple weeks ago when a Dolphin, "Oh, if they do this again, I'm going to quit the team. I'm not going to be a fan." And remember, I had that segment a couple weeks back, and I told that fan then, and I'll tell you now, you're all full of crap. okay? You're all going to come back. You're all going to follow your teams. You're all going to deal with, you know, the losing. You'll come back because there's good times and there's bad times. And while the Falcons, you know, he's only 28, but in 28 years, they've done more than the Dolphins. They've been to, what, a couple Super Bowls in 28 years? Right? The Dirty Birds and that one, right? I know they lost them both. But they've been to a couple Super Bowls. Last 28 years, the Dolphins haven't. Right? And we're still here. And that's something that I think mostly will happen with a young fan base. A young fan base that is just not used to actually being loyal, not actually being true to your team. And you can complain, you can bitch, you can point fingers, you can get frustrated, but you're not a fan if you quit. You know what I mean? So Harlan Shackelford, dude, you're 28 years old. You know what I mean? What about a Lions fan that's 50 and 60 and 70 years old? Dude, they haven't won since a guy named Long in 1950. That's 70 years ago. Okay? 70 years ago, Chuck Long led the Lions to a championship. So you're supposed to quit as a Lions fan? Oh, get the hell out of here. Give me a break, dude. I get it, man. We all can't have the Patriots run in six championships. We all can't be Lakers fans and Celtics fans and Yankees fans. I get it. I know, but if you're a fan, you're a fan, dude. You stick through the good, you stick through the bad. And that Falcons fan can't complain more than a Lions fan. Can't complain more than a Browns fan. I mean, give me a break, dude. There's plenty of teams that have had. The Cubs went 100 years plus without a championship. The Red Sox went 100 plus years without a championship. And that little bitch, Harlan Shackelford, is complaining at 28 years old. Oh, get the hell out of here, dude. You and your weak sauce. And all these fans that are, oh, I'm just going to quit my team. Well, then get the hell out, dude. Give me a break. We can all complain and bitch. But eventually, you got to stick with your team, man. That's what it's all about. I would laugh at some fans, right? Because the before, obviously, Miami Car Credit. What the hell are they calling me for? What the hell is that?
You know, there's certain fans around the U.S. and everywhere basketball saying, man, I wish we were like Miami.
Right.
Okay? Because we are one of those teams, man. We are.
I mean, give me a break. Oh, what do you mean? Like, what?
Heat. Like, you know, being winning franchise. Whenever I think of the Dolphins, man, I can remember us being at the playoff game against the Chargers, and it's in the rain, and we win, and we're one game away from getting the AFC championship, and we're complaining that we're one and out and maybe get to the second round and we're out.
We're complaining that Shula can only get us to the first round.
Be careful what you complain about, because I think back, man, and like we were complaining every year about, oh, we only got this far in the playoffs. Yeah. It could be a lot worse always.
Yeah. So I saw that and I just laugh at the clown. I just do, bro, because, I mean, the Panthers break my heart every year. You think I'm going to stop being a Panthers fan? You think I'm going to stop watching the Panthers? I was disgusted with Dale Talon already. But that doesn't mean I'm going to stop rooting for the Panthers. And I used to laugh at Dolphin fans because before Chris Greer took over with Flores last year, the last 20 years, I have killed the Dolphins. I have fried the Dolphins over and over again. But then I get that loser Dolphin fan. Uh-oh, you're not a fan. You hate the team. You want them to lose. No, idiot. I'm just telling you they're losers. That's all. I love them, but they're losers. It's not that I want them to lose. What do you want me to tell you? And then whenever I see any of those that complain again, I go, so what happened the last 20 years? Was I wrong? Well, no, but you were negative. And no, dude, I was being honest. You can't handle the honesty. I'm sorry. You know, I feel bad for you because, you know, you obviously love being lied to.
What day is it?
Oh, it's a Tolentino Tuesday.
Time to change.
That's right. Let's talk some Dolphins. Josh Tolentino from The Athletic next.
America's premium sport compact sedan is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. 2020 ILX, $199 a month, $199, and Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.
Hey, it's Big O. For all of your family dental needs, please reach out to Mudias Dental. I've known Eric for a while, a big fan of our show. Call him at 305-821-0231. Whether it's you or your kids that need some dental help, whether it's implants, Invisaligns, they are the experts. Or if you're just looking to fill a cavity or clean your teeth or maybe even get a crown, you are going to love the professionalism, the family-like atmosphere. And of course, when you talk about being clean, that's what it's all about in today's society. You are going to go to an extremely clean place. Go to MudiasDental.com. Go to the website. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Mudias Dental. Tell them that Big O sent you. 305-821-0231 or go to MudiasDental.com.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Hey, it's Big O. For all of your CBD, THC, or hookah needs, you got to get on down to VSS West Pines at 12397 Pembroke Road. Yes, they have got legal THC. You've got to check it out. And they've got, of course, when it comes to CBD, flower, tinctures, edibles, for all kinds of reasons, whether it's pain, stress, anxiety, you name it. And don't forget, when you mention my name, you'll get 20% off. Tell the boys out there that I told you to get on down to VSS West Pines, 12397 Pembroke Road, and call them 954-613-3367. Legal THC, CBD, all of your hookah needs. You go to VSS West Pines.